Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges women to join politics in larger numbers for country's development, asserts BJP is synonymous with women empowerment. Campaigning peaks in West Bengal with leaders of political parties holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. India reaffirms commitment to its neighborhood first policy to strengthen bilateral cooperation with Sri Lanka. Chardham Yatra begins in Uttarakhand with opening of portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines. An Indian women's cricket team to take on host South Africa in second T20 international of five-match series in Durban this evening. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public meeting at Bishnupur in West Bengal's Bankura district. He alleged that the Trinamool Congress conspired with the Congress to prevent the passage of bill to provide women's quota in 2029 and said the people will punish them. Mr. Modi said more women should join politics to ensure the country's development. He asserted that the BJP is synonymous with women empowerment and is committed to their safety and security.
Bengal ki behne chahti thi ki unko 33% aarakshan mile. Modi ne ye sunishchit kiya ki ye 2029 se hi lagu ho. मोदी ने इसके लिए भी प्रयास किया लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
The Prime Minister alleged that both the Trinamool Congress and the Congress are anti-tribal, stating that they fielded a candidate against President Draupadi Murmu during the presidential election.
Adivasi behno betiyon se to TMC bahut nafrat karti hai. BJP ne desh ko pehli adivasi mahila rashtrapati di kyunki hum adivasi samaj ko सशक्त करना चाहते हैं लेकिन आदिवासी विरोधी टीएमसी उनका अपमान करती है. यहां बंगाल में जब राष्ट्रपति जी आई तो टीएमसी ने कैसे उनका अपमान किया ये पूरे देश ने देखा है.
Addressing a poll rally in Purulia, Mr. Modi said people are now placing their faith in the BJP. He alleged that corruption and atrocities under the TMC rule have created fear among the people in West Bengal.
Bengal ke logon ne bhi thaan liya hai. Bhoy out, bharosa in. Main aam taur par chunav mein kabhi bhi aagahi nahi karta. Lekin is baar jo bhi milta hai, sabko pata hai ki baat, is baar BJP ki sarkar pakki. और मेरे राजनीतिक अनुभव के आधार पर मैं कह रहा हूं इस बार बीजेपी बहुत भारी बहुमत से सरकार बनाने जा रही.
On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined public meetings in Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman districts in support of party candidates. Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of misleading people. Congress, left and other political parties have also intensified their campaign. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at three premises linked to Kolkata Police Deputy Commissioner Shantanu Sinha Biswas and Sun Enterprise Managing Director Joy Kamdar. Of the three places, two belong to Biswas and one to Kamdar. These raids are being conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, in the Sona Pappu and Joy Kamdar case. Sona Pappu is a history cheater from Kolkata whose premises were recently raided by the ED. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today campaigned at Shivagiri and Modakurichi in Erode district. Addressing public meetings, he said the NDA, led by AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy in the state, is a strong and successful alliance and criticized the DMK government for being inactive and neglecting public welfare. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning at Namakkal, said that if elected to power, his party would provide 1,400 units of free electricity to farmers. He also alleged that several welfare schemes introduced during the previous AIADMK government were discontinued by the DMK. TVK leaders held a roadshow in Trichy East as part of their election campaign. A total of 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls on 23rd April under the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Today we take a look at the Noyagram assembly constituency in Purba Medinipur district of West Bengal.
Noyagram assembly constituency in the Jharkhand district of West Bengal will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of general election to the assembly of West Bengal. The seat is reserved for scheduled tribe. Jharkhand district is mostly rural in nature with forest and popular tourist destinations. The incumbent MLA of Noyagram seat, Dulal Murmu, is from the ruling Trinamool Congress. Total electors in this assembly as on the last date of nomination are more than 2,25,000. The main contending parties are BJP and Trinamool Congress. BJP is campaigning hard to win the hearts of voters and focusing on the alleged corruption and unemployment under the ruling Trinamool Congress. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress is centering on the welfare schemes of the state government to win the confidence of the voters. In this assembly election, Trinamool Congress fielded Dulal Murmu again in this seat. BJP's candidate is Omiyo Kisku. CPIM candidate is Dr. Pulin Bihari Baske, and Congress has fielded Prashanto Murmu. Four independent candidates will be fighting in this assembly election from the Noyagram seat. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has arrived at Colombo in Sri Lanka for a two-day official visit. More from our correspondent.
India's Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called on Sri Lanka's President Anuradhakumara Dissanayake at the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo today. The two leaders held wide-ranging and productive discussions aimed at further strengthening the multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. During the meeting, Mr. Radhakrishnan reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighborhood first policy, emphasizing continued cooperation for mutual growth and development. The talks also reviewed ongoing initiatives, including the Indian Housing Project and projects under the $450 million assistance package supporting areas affected by cyclone. The Indian Vice President is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Hiranyamurthy Surya and other leaders, as well as interact with the community members and diaspora. The visit highlights steady momentum in bilateral engagement between the two countries. Ahmed Mui Faruqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hyuk-kyung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be President Lee's first visit to India. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that the G20 satellite designed to study climate, air pollution and monitor weather is expected to be launched in 2027. He said India is the first country to succeed in placing more than 100 satellites using a single rocket without any collision. Dr. Narayanan was addressing scientists from DRDO, ISRO and the Aeronautical Society of India at the Engineering Staff College of India in Hyderabad yesterday. He said India is taking the lead role in launch of the G20 satellite for the G20 countries.
India strongly believes the growth of the global community is important. That is the reason we have done. Right now we are also working on a G20 satellite for G20 countries. India is taking lead role and we are going to have the launch by 2027 time frame. And lot of commercial missions are done, 14 dedicated commercial missions including 433 satellites of 34 countries are launched. And the heaviest satellite lifted from India was again a commercial satellite.
The Supreme Court has issued a series of pan-India guidelines to enhance road safety, observing that expressways must not become corridors of danger due to administrative lapses or infrastructure gaps. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.S. Chandurkar noted that national highways account for only about 2% of India's total road network, but nearly 30% of road fatalities. It ordered that no heavy or commercial vehicle shall park or stop on any national highway, carriageway or paved shoulder except at designated bays or authorized wayside facilities. Among other directions, the court also prohibited with immediate effect the construction or operation of any new dhaba, eatery or commercial structure within the right-of-way of national highways. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a well-organized drug trafficking cartel operating in Delhi. The police arrested four people who were involved in the cartel, including two foreign nationals. The police has seized psychotropic substance worth around 1 crore rupees in the international market. According to the police, over 37,000 rupees in cash, three weighing machines, packing material and vehicles used in supply chain have been confiscated. The police said that the accused and their associates were using rented premises in the national capital as a front for the illegal operations. The festival of Akshay Tritiya is being celebrated across the country today. On this day, people pray to deities to seek blessings and begin ventures to bring good fortune. Many people also buy gold on this day. It is believed that the festival brings good luck and success. Parshuram Jayanti is also being celebrated today. Lord Parshuram is the sixth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Akshay Tritiya and Parshuram Jayanti. The annual Chardham Yatra began in Uttarakhand today with the opening of the portals of Yamunotri Dham and Gangotri Dham on the auspicious occasion of Akshay Tritiya. A report.
The sacred portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Temple in Uttarakhand have opened today for devotees with full religious rituals and tradition. On the auspicious occasion of Akshay Tritiya, a large number of pilgrims have gathered as they every year to seek blessings at these holy shrines. The Mandir doors were opened in the morning amid Vedic chants and prayers. The administration and temple committees have made special arrangements for the convenience of the devotees. Extensive measures have been taken for security, healthcare and transportation to ensure a smooth and safe pilgrimage. The police has divided Gangotri and Yamunotri routes into two super zones, 12 zones and 30 sectors, deploying officers at each level. The health department has also strengthened medical services with specialized doctors and medical officers stationed across the key locations, including Gangotri, Janki Chatti and Yamunotri. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani, Dehradun, Uttarakhand.
Fresh snowfall in the higher reaches of Kashmir and rain in the plains of the valley have led to a drop in temperatures today. The meteorological department said snowfall was reported in the Tulail area of Gurez Valley in Bandipora district on both sides of Zojila Pass in the Sonamarg area of Gandharbal district and along the Mughal Road connecting Shopian to the Poonch-Rajouri region. Moving on to sports, the Indian women's cricket team will take on host South Africa in the second T20 international of the five-match series at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. Ajit Agarkar will continue as chairman of the Senior Selection Committee with the BCCI, extending his contract by 1 year. The decision comes with a focus on preparations for the 2027 ODI World Cup. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m. today. In the other match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs. As part of our series People's Padma on Akashwani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Sri Halliwar from Meghalaya, who has made significant contributions in the field of environmental conservation and has played a key role in preserving the tradition of living root bridges and indigenous ecological practices. To listen to this conversation, tune into 100.1 Akashwani Gold this evening at 5:10 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges women to join politics in large numbers for country's development, asserts BJP is synonymous with women empowerment. Campaigning peaks in West Bengal with leaders of political parties holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. India reaffirms commitment to its neighborhood first policy to strengthen bilateral cooperation with Sri Lanka. Chardham Yatra begins in Uttarakhand with opening of portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines. And Indian women's cricket team to take on host South Africa in second T20 international of five-match series in Durban this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.